कृष्ण भ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो विल स्टार्ट द 17th चैप्टर ऑफ Jayavadharma, titled Nitya Dharma Sambandha Abhideya and Prayojan, and within that we will discuss about the liberation of Jiva from the prison house of Maya, part 5. How the conditioned soul gets liberated from the prison house of Maya. Vrajanath listened impassively while his grandmother talked to him that night about completing the final arrangements for his marriage ceremony. After supper, he reclined upon his bed until late in the night, still pondering over the status of the pure Jiva. At the same time, in another room, quite different thoughts were keeping his aged grandmother awake. How can I arouse his interest in matrimonial affairs? He seems so unconcerned. However, the thoughts of Rajanath's grandmother were interrupted by the sudden arrival of the maternal cousin of Rajanath, Vanimadhav. Vanimadhav has been assigned by Vijay Vidyaratna, the father of the prospective bride, to finalize the marriage alliance between Rajanath and his daughter, who was also the paternal cousin sister of Vanimadhav.
Granny, why delay? Please organize this marriage properly. It is up to you.
Grandmother then expressed her own concern about the situation. Dear boy, you are such an expert in these matters. Why don't you speak to Vrajanath and make him understand that he must marry? Every time I bring the subject up, he remains silent. Vanimadhav was short, with a stumpy neck, dark complexion, and sly, dimly lit eyes. He had the habit of putting his finger in every pie. Matlab naak gusana, alag alag. Nahi yaar, naak mein nahi. Why don't poke your nose, bolte na, poking his nose in everyone's business. But managed to somehow or other to stay aloof, or at least he pretended to do so. He quickly retorted,
Granny, everything will come out fine. I am only waiting for your permission and then I can start. You know already what I can accomplish. I can make money by counting the waves upon the sea. Just let me get into this topic with Rajanath. Ah, yes, Granny, remember you promised to stuff me full with all those goodies of yours. Hearing from grandmother that Rajanath was fast asleep, Vanimadhav decided to leave and return the next day. Early the next morning, he showed up carrying a lota, a small kidney shaped water vessel for his ablutions. From the house, Vrajanath entered the courtyard where Vanimadhav was waiting and sat down upon a Chandi Mandap platform in front of the family Devi temple. Seeing Vanimadhav, he spoke with mild surprise.
My dear brother, you are only one.
What brings you here so early? Vanimadhav got straight to the point. Dear elder brother, you have spent a long time studying and teaching Nyaya scriptures. Your father, Haranath Chudamani, was a renowned scholar and now you are a famous as Pandit. Yet have you considered that you are also the sole male in your household? Who will inherit these large holdings if you have no male descendant? Big brother, this is the earnest desire of everyone that you marry.
Dear brother, why do you trouble me without cause? Since I am nowadays associating with the followers of Shri Gauranga, I have no intention of entering household life. Family life does not attract me. having learned to experience immense exaltation in the company of Vaishnava sadhus in Mayapur, I will either take sannyas, embracing the robe of a renunciant, or at least take full shelter of the feet of the Vaishnavas. I reveal these facts to you because I consider you a close friend and would ask you to keep them to yourself. Judging Vridhanath's mood, Vani Madhav thought that a straightforward, simple approach would not favor his mission, and thus he decided to take a more devious course. Masking his inner feelings, he said slyly,
"I am here to assist you in anything you want. When you were a student, I carried your books to school and back. Now that you are about to take a sannyas ashram, I will carry your stuff and water pot." Hiding their real feelings, men of cunning poses
double tongues.
They say one thing to one person and twist it around for another, thus causing considerable chaos and contention. Their words are sugar-coated, but their hearts are black with poison.
Hearing the sweet sympathy of Vani Madhav and feeling encouraged to trust him, Vridhanath said, "Dear brother, I always knew you as a well-wishing and hearty friend, Hari Madhav. You see, my grandmother is an old-fashioned matriarch. She has no knowledge about the serious facts of life, renunciation and so on. Since discovering someone she thinks would be a good bride for me, she has been scheming tirelessly to drag me into the inferno of family life. If you can persuade her to desist from this plan, I shall remain forever indebted to you." Hari Madhav responded,
"As long as Sharmaram, the great arbitrator, is present, no one can force you to act against your will."
Sharmaram.
"Elder brother, please open your heart to me and tell me honestly why you have developed such a strong aversion for household life, so that I will be able to defend you vigorously. Who has advised you to embrace renunciation?"
So,
under the facts nikal rahe.
Fir udhar jaake udhar galata karega. Vridhanath entrusted Vani Madhav candidly with the whole story of the respected elder Raghunath Das Babaji, the mentor to whom he fled every evening, who was extremely merciful and expert in soothing and cooling the burning pangs of material existence. Being a crooked man with sinister designs, Hari Madhav conspired within himself.
"Now I have it. Now I know his weakness. I will have to make some devious maneuvers to get him back upon the right track."
Yet aloud he said,
"Elder brother, I will gradually convince grandmother to give up her plans for your marriage. But first, I must return to my house."
Vani Madhav started out in the direction of his home, but soon turned around towards Srivasangan, Mayapur. Arriving there, he sat down under the fragrant bakul tree, saying to himself in a critical mood,
"These good for nothing Vaishnavas are the real enjoyers in this world. They live in nice surroundings with blossoming flowers, green shady bowers and wide clean courtyards. Each has his own bhajan kutir to chant japa away from the public eye. And that is all they have to do. They live like kings and God-fearing people, especially the pious ladies, upon their return from purificatory baths in Ganga, always bring them fruits, milk and so on. Such an easy life."
Majai majai.
"Earlier, the caste Brahmanas were able to direct this flow of bounty into their own larders by institutionalizing karmakanda performances. But the Babajis have now outwitted them and became the latest rage. O Kali Yuga, I salute you." I salute you. "You protect your followers and allow them to live off the fat of the land. Coming here has opened up my eyes."
He is thinking, "Arey Vaishnav to
ajay
majay.
Alas, my brother is an elevated aristocratic.
Theek se padho. Neend aa raha hai kya aapko?
My birth is in an elevated aristocratic Kulina Brahmana family is to no avail, because today no one offers us even a glass of water, what to speak of fruits. These charlatan Vaishnavas accuse the scholarly logicians of using word jugglery simply for the discussion of material objects, calling them fools. However, even after having studied this science of logic thoroughly, my elder brother Vrajanath has begun to accept the words of these Vaishnavas. That would appear to be it. He is an unfortunate victim who has fallen into their mischievous clutches.
I am Vani Madhav.
I will say to Vrajanath, all right, and teach these crooks in lion class a lesson.
ये जो कोपिन वाले लोगों को मैं एक सबक सिखाता हूँ. हरि माधव स्टॉप्ड स्प्यूइंग आउट मेंटल वेनम, स्ट्रॉल्ड ओवर टू वन ऑफ द हट्स एंड एंटर्ड. बाय कोइंसिडेंस इट वाज द हट ऑफ द एल्डरली रघुनाथ दास बाबाजी, हु वाज सिटिंग ऑन अ सिंपल हैंडमेड मैट चैंटिंग जपा. द फेस बीइंग अ मिरर ऑफ द माइंड, Raghunath Das Babaji saw that Kali Yuga in the form of this young Brahmana boy had entered the hut. Very humbled by nature, Vaishnavas considered themselves at all times to be lower than a piece of straw. They tolerate the taunts of inimical persons, wishing them only the best. Though uninterested in seeking respect for themselves, they are always respectful to others. Therefore, Raghunath Das Babaji endearingly asked Vani Madhav to be seated. Vani Madhav was a deadly hater of the Vaishnavas. Ignorant of the status of a Vaishnava, he pompously concluded that the elderly Babaji was a Shudra and made a gesture of blessing him by showing him the palm of his hand.
Raghunath Das Babaji inquired,
"Son, what is your name and what brings you here?" In doing so, he addressed Hari Madhav with the more familiar and casual Tumi, not with the more respectful Apni. Enraged at this, Hari Madhav replied with an undignified sneer,
"Hey you Babaji, do you think that by just wearing a kopin, you are now on equal terms with the Brahmana? Apart from that, I would like to know whether or not you are acquainted with Vrajanath Nyaya Panchanana."
All the while, Hari Madhav used the familiar Tumi. Raghunath Das Babaji said, "Kindly forgive my offenses and overlook the defects in the language of an old man. Yes, Vrajanath blesses us sometimes with his presence."
"That man is not as simple as you think he is. He will visit you regularly for some time to win your confidence, and then after observing your practices, carry out his own plans." Iske bare mein batayenge aur. "The Bel Pukaria Brahman community is antagonistic towards you Vaishnavas and have selected Vrajanath to come here and find out more about your way of life. You are an elderly man. You should be careful with him. I will visit you from time to time and tell you all about their devious plans against you and your friends. A note of caution for your own good. Vrajanath must not know I was here. I will take my leave now."
Hari Madhav settled off in the direction of his home. After lunch, Hari Madhav visited Vrajanath and in the course of their conversation said casually,
"Elder brother, I went to Mayapur on some work this morning and unexpectedly met a very aged Vaishnava. I think he was called Raghunath Das Babaji. We exchanged a few courteous words and came to speak about you. He mentioned something so despicable about you that I was shocked. Never before have I heard anything speak such castigating words about a Brahmana. Finally, he said that he would feed you with the contaminated remnants of all the lower caste and thereby demote you from your Brahminical position. What a shame! If a Pandita like yourself is insulted and you continue to visit him, This will blacken the good name of the entire Brahmana community.
Vrajanath was shocked to hear Harimadhav speak in this manner. Vrajanath had developed firm faith and trust in the Vaishnavas and a growing devotion to Raghunath Das Babaji. Suddenly, and for no recognizable reason, all these feelings became much stronger.
सुनने
के बाद और उनके प्रति आसक्ति बढ़ गया.
Vrajanath turned to Manimadhav and said, "Brother,
brother, today I am busy. Tomorrow we can discuss all this at leisure." ये देखो वो ही follow कर रहे exactly. You had better go home now. प्लस एक थोड़ा अर्जेंट काम है, मैं आपको कल मिलता हूँ. भाग गया, भाग गया. Harimadhav left quietly. Vrajanath was well aware of Harimadhav's double-faced character. And although he had studied extensively the polemical methods of logic and rhetoric, he disliked dishonest ways.
Oh, uska wo nyay se ki gyan ki wajah se bhi.
He had revealed his intimate thoughts about accepting renunciation because of Harimadhav's alleged willingness to assist him in entering the sannyas ashram. Nonetheless, now he understood Harimadhav's deeper malicious motives. Furthermore, it occurred to him that Harimadhav's scheming intrigues may have been prompted ultimately by some expected personal game in the matter of his marriage. In addition, the visit to Mayapur might have been made with the intention of sowing seeds of dissension. Vrajanath clasped his hands and earnestly prayed to the Lord. O Lord, let my faith in the Guru and the Vaishnavas become fixed and unshakable and not be reduced by the wiles of materialists and cheaters. After being absorbed in philosophical deliberations until late afternoon, at sunset, Vrajanath set out eagerly for Shiva Sangan. After Harimadhav had left the hut of Raghunath Das Babaji, the elderly Babaji thought that his visitor was a Brahmarakshas, a very powerful demon. Rakshasaha kalim ashritya jayante brahma yonishu. The demoniac persons will take shelter of Kali Yuga to multiply and be born as Brahmanas. This description properly fits my visitor. He is arrogant, proud of his Brahmana caste, insolent in his behavior, inimical to the Vaishnavas, and a hypocrite making a show of religiosity. This is written all over his face, his narrow shoulders, dim and sly eyes, and cunning circumlocution reflect his black heart. What a striking distinction between the two. Vrajanath has a lovely nature, and this man takes after the devil himself. O my Shri Krishna, O Shri Gauranga, please protect me from evil, so I may never have to associate with such men. I must warn Vrajanath against the devious ways of this vicious man. When Vrajanath came that evening, Raghunath Das Babaji's affection, which had now greatly increased, encompassed and welcomed him during their greeting embrace. Considerably moved, Vrajanath fell at his feet, his eyes brimming with tears. He remained silent out of shame, while Raghunath Das Babaji began, "I was visited this morning by a dark complexioned Brahmana youth who made certain provocative remarks. Do you know this person?"
"Dear Master, if I may repeat your own words, there are many sorts of human beings, some of whom are so perverted that they enjoy causing anxiety to others." Manimadhav, I hesitate to add the prefix brother, is a prime example of this kind. I would prefer not to mention him anymore. His main business is to criticize you in my presence and to blame me in your company, hoping to wage with falsities and lies a rift in our friendship. I hope you were not offended by this upstart.
O Krishna, O Gauranga, I am fortunate to have been in the service of Vaishnavas for a long time. and by their mercy I am able to judge between a Vaishnava and a non-devotee. As I have properly assessed everything that happened today, you may drop the topic.
All right, dear master, let us forget that fellow. Kindly tell me how the conditioned soul may attain liberation.
So tomorrow the conditioned soul will start attaining liberation.
Oh yeah, that's the suspense.
आज तो काली स्टोरी लाइन हमने देख लिया.